Today would have been the 96th birthday of singer-songwriter and drummer Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton. She died in 1984, and though not well recognized during her lifetime, Thornton helped shape the sound and swagger of rock and roll. She's now an inspiration for a new generation. Allison McCabe has the story.
In 2000, a student project in Portland, Oregon, led to the formation of rock camps around the world, providing mentored opportunities for girls to learn all aspects of writing and performing music. Here in Brooklyn, Willie Mae Rock Camp was one of the first.
You guys are the future sound of Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton. Okay,
so Executive Director Lefray Ski says instruction starts with sounds in the kids' everyday lives.
Their abuela turning on the oven in the morning to make tortillas, or the sound of their father's keys in their pocket when he gets up to go to work, and we bring that into music, and we also teach them to listen to their voice within. That helps them develop the voice that they use outside in the world.
Kids as young as 5 learn how to bang on the drums and shred on guitars, but also work with electronic instruments and music technology, like the synth samples and coding app the 10-year-old Una Wickens used to create a multimedia piece she calls Coronico.
My sounds and my project, they're synth sounds, and like when I couldn't find the right one, or like when I couldn't get something that I liked, there were tons of people here to like support and help me.
Willie Mae's year-round programming is offered at no cost to girls and gender-expansive youth, the majority of whom identify as BIPOC. As trailblazers, they're following in the footsteps of the real-life Willie Mae, says cultural anthropologist Maureen Mann.
Willie Mae Thornton was born in Alabama, and at a very young age, she went out on the road as a blues singer. She was 14 years old when she left home, and she really never looked back.
Along with Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Laverne Baker, Thornton was one of the foremothers of rock and roll.
When rock and roll was invented a few years after she got her first recording deal, she didn't affiliate herself with that form. She thought rock and roll was just the blues speeded up. But what's interesting is that the rock and rollers thought she was interesting. She kind of laid a template for a sound and an attitude.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping around my door.
Thornton recorded Hound Dog in 1952, 4 years before Elvis. And she wrote Ball and Chain, which became a big hit for Janis Joplin in 68. Mann says Thornton carried the torch of the blues while refusing to dim her light.
A person who was just her own self, unapologetically so. The idea of self-expression is so crucial.
Even when new styles emerged. Nona Hendrix was in her teens when she embarked on her musical career in the early 1960s. She says her first love was actually science.
My older brother, he was a homemade mechanic, so he could take pretty much anything apart. It was a car or even like our television. And I would watch him investigating, looking into things, looking underneath things, taking things apart and seeing what's inside.
When her band The Bluebells morphed into LaBelle in the 70s, Hendrix grew curious about how her musical ideas could be translated into sound, the art and science of recording.
A woman named Roberta Grace, who was the only woman engineer that I had come across, she began to show me how to work with the electronics that were underneath the board, how they were soldered together, how you would put together a mixing board.
In her solo career, Hendrix has continued using technology to communicate and connect with audiences. But according to the USC Annenberg Inclusion Initiative, women are underrepresented as artists and songwriters and make up less than 3% of credited music producers. For women of color, that number is even lower.
So that's why Willie Mae is so important, that, you know, going there and seeing the young girls, taking toys apart and using the circuits within them to learn circuit bending, to graduate to where you're just dealing with frequencies and generating sound, turning that into rhythm, turning that into melodies, turning that into a beat, turning that into a song.
Like 9-year-old Kendall Ryan's Earth Needs Help, which she composed on a synthesizer.
When I first started playing around with it, I kept messing around with it, turning it to like the different sounds. The best thing about Olame is I get to mess around and find out.
Some of these kids may go on to careers as artists, producers, and engineers, others in science and technology. Lefraisky says the main goal is to nurture them as creators, laying the path for future sounds.
I have always really felt that music can bring us together, build community, heal, and empower. I call what I do being an imaginationist.
For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe.